And joining us right now is acclaimed actress Shelley Long, best known, of course, for the character Diane Chambers in the beloved NBC series Cheers, where she won Emmy Awards and Golden Globes, and, of course, also known as Mrs. Brady in the Brady Bunch movies and many other starring roles. She's now starring in a really cool movie on Hallmark Channel called Strawberry Summer, along with Cindy Williams. And Shelley, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed the movie, but we have to, before we talk about the Hallmark movie, you got to go back a little bit in time here and talk a little bit about Cheers. Are you still in touch with some of the castmates, and how do you look back?
No, I'm really not. The one person that that I'm in touch with is George, because George and I made a movie the end of January, beginning of February, and George plays Santa Claus, and I'm Mrs. Claus.
and
it's going to be very cute. That's for a different channel. That's for Lifetime.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, we kind of got to know each other in a way that we had never known each other. I mean, it's like leading man, leading lady, you know?
Yeah.
We aren't exactly the leading man and leading lady, but we are a couple. And it was very interesting to play with him on that level.
Did you ever have any regrets leaving that show?
You know, I don't. I really wanted time with my family. My daughter was just two, and I wanted to be doing some different things, and it just was the right thing. I had done what I believed was, a good piece of work there, and I didn't want to be repeating myself. And they had said that they would never let Sam and Diane get married. So I thought, all right, well, then we're just going to be, you know, vamping for the rest of the years. I had no idea, I don't think anybody did, that it would go 11. If I had stayed, it probably wouldn't have gone 11, because they started something completely fresh with Kirstie. And then when I made my decision to leave, then they started talking about, well, Sam and Diane could get married. But it was too late. I'd already made that commitment within myself to my family and to other parts of my career, and I just felt like I needed to move on.
You've done actually quite a few Hallmark movies before this, too. I didn't realize how many you've done, but
mm-hmm.
you like the channel.
I do. I like the quality of the productions. I like that it's family fare, you know, that the whole family can sit down and watch the movie together, and the parents don't have to be horrified at what's coming out of the mouth of this character or that.
It's funny because I watch these screeners. I get them all the time to prepare for interviews. Usually I watch a half hour of the show and that'll be it, but I actually stayed and watched the entire movie last night, and it's a really cute movie. I kind of liked it.
Oh, good. You know, I was saying this to someone else recently, that we don't get copies, the screeners. They send them to you all, but they don't send them to us. So I haven't seen the movie. I was there. I remember a lot about it, but I haven't seen it. So I'm delighted to hear that. Thank you.
I think you're going to like it. It's a good movie. Tell me a little bit about some of the folks in the film. I wasn't familiar with Trevor Donovan, and also with the young lady who plays your daughter in the film.
Julie Mond, I think people are going to remember her from some other work that she's done on Hallmark. Trevor, I don't know enough about his past career, but he's so talented, isn't he?
He's a
good singer. He's a good actor. He's very likable. He's a good guy. And Julie's delightful, too. I think they make a very interesting and fun and sexy couple.
I thought it was kind of cool that Cindy Williams was on there, too. He had a couple of retro TV stars on there.
Yes. But we've sort of grown into other areas of our lives. So I think it's hopefully people don't have to think about Cheers or Laverne and Shirley when they see us, because, you know, we were really relating as friends on that show. We had never worked together before. But we knew each other. We shared a nanny years ago when our kids were young. And so, you know, we had good feelings for each other. And we were both kind of surprised that we hadn't worked with each other, but it was a delight. I loved her. I loved working with her. It would be fun to work with her again.
It looked like a lot of fun was had during the filming of the show. At least it seemed like it from my point of view.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was. It was rough because we were filming it in the spring in Los Angeles. And believe it or not, spring in Los Angeles is about the same temperature as it is everywhere else. It's cold. And it feels more like winter for us. Hmm. And so but we were clothed in more spring and even summer clothes. So we were usually standing around freezing. And the costumer was wonderful. She'd bring these coats around for us to warm up between takes. But we made jokes about it, and we had a good time.
Yeah. Well, it's a great film. Now, do you know what time it's going to be on? I guess it's airing at 8 o'clock.
It's going to be on August 25th, right. That's a Saturday, at 8 o'clock.
Right, and it will probably be on after that as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. But that's the premiere.
What else are you working on now?
You know, I have done 5 films this year.
Wow.
I've done 5 films in about 6.5 months. And some of them are indie. Most of them are indie, but they get picked up, like the film I did with George. That was picked up by Lifetime right away, and that's a Christmas film. I did another Christmas film. I haven't heard where that's going to go, but that was very sweet. The Dog Who Saved Christmas Eve, that was the original title. They've given it a different title now. The Dog Who Saved the Holidays, I think is what it's called now. And I just finished the one I did with George, the Christmas film. We went up to Canada for the snow, and then I just came back from Canada. I did one, I can't even remember. It's called the Wedding Chapel, and it's about a group of people from a small town that are trying to save and preserve their wedding chapel and their own home.
Hmm. Now, how do you keep all the scripts in your head?
Straight in my head? I don't. I had to reach for that one. I was really, come on, I just did it. What is it? What's the name? But it's been really, I kind of took on too much in the beginning. I did 3 in a row without a stop. And in fact, the second one wasn't even done before I did a day on the third one and then went back to the second one. It was crazy. And I did get a bit sick after the third one. But then, you know, I recovered pretty quickly, and I was off and running again. So it's been an amazing year. I have never done so much work in my life. I mean, in terms of movies.
Yeah, well, no, we got a bunch of emails that came in asking different questions. I'll do it real quickly because I know you have other interviews to do. But someone wanted to know if there's going to be any more Brady Bunch movies.
Well, not with me, I don't think, unless they want to show the Bradys older. I was told that, and this is not an official source, this is like a rumor, that CBS wants to bring the Brady Bunch back. So maybe the person who asked that question would be interested that CBS is going to try and bring a new version of the Brady Bunch back.
Yeah, they can never do that, though. I don't think those work.
Well, you
on
never
TV.
Know.
I mean, occasional movie, yeah. But TV, you know, it's like when they try to bring the new Monkees. It didn't work.
Mm.
You know?
But that's true.
They can try. As long as you're in it, it'll be all right.
It's worth a try. It's such a great concept. Mm.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the program again. The movie is called Strawberry Summer. It's on Hallmark Channel at 8 o'clock on Saturday, August 25th. Shelley Long and Cindy Williams featured in it. And, Shelley, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. A pleasure to talk with you, too. I'm so thrilled you loved the movie.
It was good.
Thank you.
Go out there and watch it, folks. Even the guys, you can watch it. You know, it's all right. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Take care.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.